This is a CBC podcast. What key moments have defined who you are? Inspired by the Olympic Games, Defining Moments is a nationwide digital storytelling project. Share your tales of striving to achieve a big goal. Tell us about the effort it took and what you learned along the way. Go to cbc.ca/definingmoments and share your story.
From the Arden Theatre in St. Albert, on the banks of the Sturgeon River, home of the Western Canadian Shopping Cart Fishing Derby, it's The Irrelevant Show!
And how long has this cup been in your family?
My mother said it belonged to my dad. He got it overseas during the war.
It's a beautiful piece.
Yeah, it's nice, yeah.
Are you nervous about being on the Antiques Roadshow today?
A little.
Oh, that's all right. I'm not even sure if this show is still on the air.
Well, I've seen it late at night.
Oh, those might just be reruns. I honestly don't know if anyone's still recording this anymore.
Oh.
But back to the cup. Now, you can see from the mark on the bottom that it's quite old. It's from France. A very nice piece. People probably used it for tea, sometimes with cream, often without. If they didn't have cream, sometimes they would have to use milk.
Uh-huh.
Now, how much would you expect this cup to fetch at auction?
I don't know.
Guess, just for fun.
$50?
Oh, $50. Then would it surprise you to learn that I am your father?
What?
It's true. I knocked up your mother at a Gowan concert in the 80s. And I just couldn't handle the responsibility of being a father, so I took off.
Oh, that's why she cried every time she heard the song Strange Animal.
Yes. I left her that cup and got this job hosting the Antiques Roadshow in the hopes that one day you would find me.
Really?
Yes. Now, the cup is only worth $20, but I owe you at least $30,000 in child support. And I also have about 24 birthday and Christmas presents in my van in the parking lot. Meet me there after the show.
Oh, sounds good.
I love you, Pumpkin. Okay, bring in the next antique. Hello there.
Are you my dad, too?
Yeah.
I'm scared.
I'm scared too, Dad.
I know, kids. We're all scared.
Gerald! Did you move the van out of the driveway?
Whenever we have people over for dinner, Mom changes. I know, Timmy.
Timmy! I don't want to see any of your toys on the main floor.
Okay, everyone. Just stay very still and quiet. We're safe here in the closet. Who's moving? Oh, sorry, Dad.
I miss Mummy. When will Mummy be back?
After the dinner party. Until then, you guys, it's us three. And it's Party Mom.
Party Mom!
Where are my shoes? My shiny black ones. Where are my shoes?
She's coming.
Okay, guys, you know what to do.
I'm scared I'll get it wrong!
Timmy, we may not make it all through this. I need you to be a man for your sister. Can you do that for me, buddy?
Yeah, I think I could do it, Dad.
Good. Make me proud.
What are the three of you doing in here?
We were just looking
for... Well, I'm glad I have you all in one place, okay? Our guests are arriving. Are you guys ready?
Yes,
yeah,
Mom.
We are. Okay. Survival rules. Go.
Rule one, do not ask a question ever.
Rule two, it's not funny. You might think it's funny, but it's not funny.
Rule three, do not look her directly in the eye. She interprets that as a challenge.
Good. Now remember, guys, the only way we make it through this is by looking after each other. I love you.
I love you, Dad.
I love you, too.
Our guests are here. Susan, I need you on coats.
Yes, Mom.
Timmy, hamster out of this room now.
Okay, Mom, I've got him.
Gerald, change your shirt.
Okay.
Timmy, move your shoes out of the front hallway.
Yeah.
Susan, posture.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Gerald, maybe someone else at the table would like to talk. Timmy, why don't you show Grandma that nice dance you learned in school? Oh, that sounds like the dessert is ready.
I'll get it, Mom.
I'll help out.
No! Susan, is that my lemon polenta cake on the floor? Susan Amelia Jacobs, is that my special dessert all over the floor?
Mom, I...
Young lady, I said very clearly
I'm so sorry, honey. I was standing behind Susan when she took it out, and it's totally my fault.
No, Dad, don't do it!
You don't have to do this, Dad.
I did it. I knocked it to the floor.
No!
Gerald, may I speak with you in the pantry?
No, no,
Daddy. Mom, wait! I made brownies this morning for my school bake sale.
Yes. And I've got some vanilla Häagen-Dazs ice cream hidden in the freezer.
You do?
Yeah, for emergencies.
Yeah, and I've got Skittles we can throw on top.
Good idea, Timmy.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Okay, that could work. I'm gonna freshen up the wine. You guys take care of the dessert. Now, don't forget.
We've got this, honey. You go handle the wine.
Good night. Thanks for coming.
Oh, those brownies were delicious.
Thank you. That's it, guys. They're all gone.
Oh, yay. Mommy's back.
Timmy, come back.
No. Susan, let him go.
But, Dad.
It's too late. Timmy's gone.
But, Dad, he's out there. With the one thing worse than party, Mom.
Oh, Timmy. Are you here to help Mom clear up the dishes?
Clean up, Mom.
You're listening to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1, coming to you today from the beautiful Arden Theater in St. Albert, Alberta. For free podcasts of The Irrelevant Show, either sketches or whole episodes, just go to iTunes or our website, cbc.ca/irrelevantshow. If you have a comment about the show, drop us a line. Our email address is irrelevant@cbc.ca. In fact, what do you say we dig into the old Irrelevant Show mailbag and answer some of your emails right now? This week, answers to your questions will be provided by cast member and writer Mark Meir. Hey, Mark.
Thanks, Jana. Okay, let's dive right in here. Lee of Winnipeg asks, when you guys are recording The Irrelevant Show, how do you make the sound of someone getting punched? We get that question a lot, Lee. Yes, I am the same Mark Meir who provides the voice of Commander Shepard in the hugely successful Mass Effect video game trilogy from BioWare Corporation. Good ear. And yes, I do appear in a number of other roles, including Blasto, the biotic god Niftu Kal, and all of the Vorcha. Yep, even Shisk. You're right when you say that I have a worldwide fan base, but when I'm working on The Irrelevant Show, I'm just another nameless cast member like everyone else. Great letter, Lee. All right, here's one. Here's one from Amy M. Hey, Irrelevant Show gang. I'd love to see one of your live shows. Are you coming to Regina anytime soon? You're absolutely right, Amy. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention my work on the runaway hit games Dragon Age and Baldur's Gate. You can, of course, hear me as all of the Darkspawn in Dragon Age Awakening, and as Jathan, the male prostitute in Dragon Age 2. Thanks for asking. Wes of Victoria writes, "Did you see this picture of you? LOL." It's funny you should say that, Wes. Just the other day, I was mentioning to my close personal friend, Nathan Fillion, star of ABC's Castle, what an honor it was for me to be elected Edmontonian of the Year in a recent online poll. Thanks so much for the kind words. And finally, here's an email from a Relevant Show listener, Valerie, in Toronto. "Mark Meir, my hands are trembling as I type this. I've been obsessed with you since I heard your voice in Mass Effect. Please give me your address so I can come over and watch you sleep. Also, I will need some of your hair." Good question, Valerie. Our sound effects wizard, Dave Clark, makes that sound by punching a cabbage, like so. Hope that answers your questions.
And that's the Irrelevant Show mailbag for today. Next week, Donovan Workin reads emails and/or restraining orders. Now, please welcome this week's musical guests, Jan Randall and Kieran Martin Murphy.
Good evening, you magnificent St. Albertines and beautiful St. Albertinesses. I will now sing a tune for you. Whenever I'm blue, whenever I'm low, there's only one town to which I can go, where the Green River Valley is lush and serene. Hear the sounds of folk music, smell the waft of latrine. I gotta go to Edmonton town. I want a snowshoe in July. In November you'll see, it gets dark when it's 3. Unfog your glasses, don't you whine. Plug in that car and you'll be fine. In the cold months, that town is swinging. There's plays and music to spare. The arena is filled to watch the Oilers rebuild. Good luck. That's why it's Edmonton for me. You'll love Churchill Square if you're into concrete. A cuckoo river boat that paddles 50 feet. K-Days is their summer fair where it's all fun and games. Just do not ask about the stupid name. There's a gigantic mall which is gigantic. An airport 20 miles from town. Strathcona's where you should be if you vote NDP. Or if you wanna get tattoos or drink herbal tea. If you should get lonesome for Cowtown, my friend, it's all taken care of. When you fly anywhere, you'll have layovers there. Boom, boom, yeah! That's why I love my YG. There's happening summer festivals, a blast for everyone. A recycling program that's second to none. Haunting Northern Lights you will not forget. Have I mentioned Wayne Gretzky yet. Put the puck in the net down. So if you like a do-it-yourself town, a kooky underrated bag, hop on old Highway 2, keep on going till you hit a fairly unattractive series of strip malls at higher places. But don't be fooled, it's really quite pretty when you get to town, and you'll want to roam in, see the legislature dome in. You'll find a home in Edmonton.
Gonzalez is at the plate. Three balls, one strike, runners at the corners.
Gonzalez is batting over 300 this season, first time since 2008 campaign.
Draven delivers right down the pipe.
Strike!
Bringing it to three balls, two strikes. If you're just joining us, we're at the bottom of the sixth. It's the Stormy Bay Water Panthers 2 and the hometown East Hazelbrook Crop Dusters 1.
Dusters are really looking for some production here from Gonzalez.
Here's the windup. Swing, and a pop-up to the second baseman.
Not what they were hoping for.
Martin is under it. Ooh, that is a high fly ball.
It's really up there.
It is not coming down. That ball is just hanging in the sky.
Gonzalez starting to round the bases, and the ball is still stuck up there in the air. And I'm thinking this would probably be a good time to order up some hot and delicious Roni Toma ribs. They're good.
Well, they sure do make some tasty ribs.
Uh-huh.
And now Martin is yelling something to the umpire.
Gonzalez may just have himself an inside the park homer.
Oh, foul. It's being called a foul ball. Out of play.
Oh, Gonzalez doesn't like that.
And now he's yelling at the official and pointing to the ball, which is still hanging in the sky.
It appears he's arguing that gravity is a fundamental law of physics.
Yeah, and the ump doesn't seem too fond of Gonzalez's introduction of a theoretical construct in the face of empirical evidence to the contrary.
Yeah.
Don't forget, baseball fans, that tomorrow is Raise a Little Hell Day down here at the park. Trooper's gonna be playing after the game.
I love their song, Boys in the Bright White Sports Car. That's classic. Uh-oh, here comes Crop Dusters manager Bernie Zamzar. He's striding out of the dugout.
Old Sourface is not gonna like this one bit. And that ball is still stuck in the sky.
Yeah.
Small crowd of players has formed around Martin, and they're staring up at it.
Zamzar, he's right in the umpire's face. He's got to be careful. He's going to get himself tossed.
Oh, no. Looks like Zamzar can scream himself blue in the face, but this ump has been around the block a few times, and he won't abandon David Hume's argument about inductive reasoning and the knowable universe.
No!
Oh, Zamzar is not a fan of Hume, and he's letting the ump know in very colorful language, also kicking dirt on him.
That old baseball hasn't moved an inch. You can see on the long faces of some of the fans that some are beginning to doubt existence itself.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, we've got a fly ball stuck in the air, and now we're locked in a metaphysical debate about the nature of...
Whoa!
Oh! Zamzar just brought up Fourier and Heisenberg and the predictive powers of theoretical mathematics without describing reality.
Ho-ho-ho! I gotta tell you, whenever these division rivals meet, it's always a great game and debate about the nature of reality.
Yep. What can we know? Is anything certain? Do we exist? Do we not? You're listening to KWAP Radio, if you is a valid signifier. More baseball after the break.
From the creative minds who brought you the Broadway musical Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark comes something new. something powerful. It's Hulk Smash My Heart.
Fire up the gamma rays, Bruce.
No, the bomb's not ready.
It has to be today, Bruce.
These gamma rays aren't steady.
When Dr. Bruce Banner gets belted by gamma rays, he's transformed into the singin'est, dancin'est green rage monster that Broadway's ever seen.
Hulk smash you. Hulk smash you. Hulk kill. Hulk smash you. Hulk smash you. Hulk win.
I don't know why anyone would want to put that on stage, but it certainly wasn't as bad as I expected.
It was scary! I didn't like it!
Aw, well, you'll sure like it when you witness the forbidden love triangle between the Hulk, his faithful love Betty Ross, and the terrifying She-Hulk.
I don't know, Hulk. It seems like all you can think about is She-Hulk.
Betty, listen, Hulk. She-Hulk smash Hulk face. She-Hulk smash Hulk groin. But Betty smash Hulk heart.
It was funny when the Hulk fell off the stage and accidentally elbowed my dad really hard. That part was good. Dad was super mad, but he was fine.
You never know what to expect, especially when you meet the Hulk's new arch nemesis, who never appears anywhere in the comic book or the TV show or the movie. We just made him up for Broadway, because why not? Watch out for Dr. P. Soup!
Hulk smash! Smash!
You fool! You're just renting me around! You better be careful or you might get drowned!
No!
Yeah, I was thinking about leaving at intermission, but I didn't have a ride until 9, so I decided to stay. It wasn't the worst decision I've ever made, but I am a 5-time convicted felon.
Stay until the end to find out if Hulk can control his anger, his fear, and his magical dancing shoes that only fit when he's the Hulk.
Hulk dance! Hulk dance! Hulk boss moves in the trance! Hulk dance!
Hulk, stop! You're a beautiful dancer! But you've just killed everyone in the room!
Hulk, sorry.
He was barely green enough. I wanted him to be really green, but he was only sort of green. I guess he was fairly green. I don't care.
Hulk Smash My Heart. Tickets and refunds available now.
Hulk Smash. Hulk Smash. Hulk Smash My Heart.
You've been listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring
Marianne Copathorne,
Neil Gron,
Mark Meir,
Jana O'Connor,
and Donovan Workin.
Live music by Jan Randall and Kieran Martin Murphy. Live sound effects by Dave Clark. Sketches were written by Aaron Eves, Ian Boothby, Peter Brown, Mark Meir, Peter Stevens, Matt Stanton, and head writer Neil Gron. The show is recorded and edited by Corey Haberstock. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown and recorded before a live audience at the Arden Theater in St. Albert, Alberta!
Hi, Toronto listeners. The Irrelevant Show is coming to you. We're recording an evening of all new sketches and songs at the Toronto Sketch Comedy Festival on the 12th of March. For information, go to torontosketchfest.com. Next week on The Irrelevant Show, an airline pilot uses his in-flight announcements to get some stuff off his chest.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just wondering if the movie's good. Is it good? Can someone come up here and tell me about it? I don't get to see them up here. Think about taking a flight without anything to watch. Yeah, that's what I've got every day. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know that thing where you're sound asleep and you kind of go, you wake yourself up? Yeah, I just did one of them.
Next week on The Irrelevant Show.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.